James Smith Cree Nation. 10 people were killed in a series of stabbings on the James Smith Cree Nation and in the nearby community of Weldon, northeast of Saskatoon, on Sunday. Police say 18 others were injured. A suspect was found dead on Monday and a second suspect died Wednesday after he was taken into police custody. Here is a look at some of the victims. Bonnie Burns, 48. Bonnie Burns was a true matriarch who prioritized her family and home, said her brother, Mark Arkand. She had 4 sons and 2 foster children, all of whom were home at the time of the attack. Burns was killed outside her home on the First Nation while trying to shield her children, he said, describing her as a mama bear, protecting her cubs. Her son, Gregory, was also killed and another son was stabbed in the neck but survived. She's not a victim, she's a hero, Arkand said. Burns married into the community and was always volunteering and helping out, and would make her husband, Brian, come along, Arkand said. She had been working at a school over the last few years to help provide for her family, he said. She made a big difference in people's lives, and always put others first, he said. It didn't matter what you did in your life, she was proud of you. Burns had also been sober for 15 years, her brother said. She and her husband were always joking and laughing together, he added. The couple met in 1990. Brian Burns said it would have been their wedding anniversary on September 24. They got married on her birthday so they'd never forget their anniversary. _ Gregory Burns, 28, widely known as Jonesy, Gregory Burns was a great kid who did whatever he could for his family and died trying to protect them, his uncle Mark Arkand said. Burns worked in the community of James Smith Cree Nation, built houses and tried to help his parents take care of his younger brothers, Arkand said. He had 2 children and a third on the way. This young man had opportunities to work, he was fully employable. He had lots of tickets and opportunities, but his life was taken away, Arkand said. _ Earl Burns, 66. Family said Earl Burns was a loving father and grandfather who died protecting his family. Garnet Ayapez was still trying to comprehend the violent attack that claimed the life of his brother-in-law. He said they both attended the St. Michael's Indian Residential School in Saskatchewan. Ayapez later married a sister of Burns. Burns was a veteran with the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry. His parents were very proud of the fact that he enlisted, that he chose to serve this country. He never seen battle, but nonetheless he still served this country, said Ayapez. Burns also followed in his father's footsteps in the 70s and participated in the rodeo circuit. He rode both bear and saddleback, Ayapez said. Burns liked to play hockey. Another favorite pastime was fishing. All his famous catches are mounted on his wall, said his brother-in-law. Burns and his wife were parents to 2 daughters and a son, along with many grandchildren. His wife was also injured in the attacks and remains in hospital. _ Lydia Gloria Burns, 61. Media reports quoted siblings as saying Lydia Burns, who went by Gloria, was a first responder on the reserve. CBC reported that she was killed while responding to a crisis call during the attacks. Knowing you, you would do anything for anyone. You're the most courageous person I know. You're a hero, friend Darla Rebeska posted on Facebook. Heaven has definitely gained a beautiful angel. _ Carol Burns, 46. Friends posted tributes about Carol Burns in Facebook posts. Colin Perret said his former colleague was a daily blessing to those around her. She had a sunny disposition and an infectious laugh, he wrote. Carol was the type of person who made work fun for those around her without even trying. She had an immense love of family and was proud to be Indigenous. _ Thomas Burns, 23. A former co-worker shared memories of working with Thomas Burns in a Facebook post. She said she will miss receiving random messages and video calls from the youngest victim in the attacks. She wrote, "You were so funny and kind and you didn't deserve this at all." _ Lana Head, 49. Several media reports have said Head was a mother of 2 daughters. CBC quoted Head's former partner, Michael Brett Burns, as saying she was a security guard at Northern Lights Casino in Prince Albert, Sask. Rest in peace, beautiful. You truly were an amazing person and had such a sweet, innocent demeanor with such laughter, friend Ann Day wrote on Head's Facebook page. I will miss our chats and seeing your chipmunk cheek smile, posted Teresa Stewart. May you be guided into the spirit world wrapped in comfort, peace, and love. _Christian Head, 54. A Facebook page for Christian Head shows that he was a golfer and enjoyed going to car shows. He posted several photos of himself wearing orange shirts to honor children who died at residential schools. He also posted photos of his grandchildren. In one photo with two toddlers, the caption reads, "Papa Chick's visitors for the day. Lots of fun teaching them to talk. Understanding them is the cutest and how they all communicate at this age, amazing. Listening is key." An older grandchild posted a photo of himself and Head wearing Edmonton Oilers hockey jerseys. "I keep wishing I could see you one last time. May you rest in peace, Papa Chicken." _Robert Sanderson, 49. Online tributes and condolences have poured in for Robert Sanderson, who also went by Bobby. One family member posted a slideshow of photos of Sanderson throughout his life set to a song from Vancouver duo Donnie and Lizzie. A snippet of their song, "Dancing in the Sky," can be heard with the lyrics, "I hope you're dancing in the sky. And I hope you're singing in the angels' choir. And I hope the angels know what they have." Sanderson posted about his cooking and catering efforts on his Facebook page. One person thanked him for providing the food for a birthday party. _Wesley Pettersson, 78. All 10 victims were from the James Smith Cree Nation, except for Wesley Pettersson, who lived 30 kilometers away in the village of Weldon. He loved his cats, was proud of his homemade Saskatoon berry jam and frequently helped out his neighbors, said resident Ruby Works. She said she thought of him as an uncle and collapsed when she found out he had been killed. "He didn't do anything. He didn't deserve this. He was a good, kind-hearted man," said Works. Resident Robert Rush said Pettersson was a widower who lived with his adult grandson. He said the grandson was in the basement of their home when Pettersson was attacked. He stayed down there until they were gone. _The Canadian Press.